Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A split of a challenging road swing, two more close ones for your team, an 83-79 loss up at Drexel, but then you guys bounce back and pick up a big 83-76 win at Towson. Before we look ahead, talk about the two games on your trip last week.
Well, it seems like every team in the league, us included, has had their fair share of games that come down to the wire, overtime games, and both of our games, Thursday in Philly against Drexel, I thought we did some really good things to put ourselves in a position with a lead late in the game, and to their credit, they hung in there and came back and beat us in the end. And then, you know, in league play, it's a difficult 48 hours, whether you win or lose on Thursday, but particularly when you lose. And for our guys to bounce back and play with a great mindset going into the Towson game, I thought we played probably our best half of the year in the first half, and then had to hold on and get a couple stops at the end to pull out the victory, but it was a great victory for us.
This is not the first time that you guys have done this on the road this season, where you've lost the front end and been able to bounce back in a tough place to get a win. What do you sort of attribute that to?
Well, I think our assistant coaches are doing a great job of preparing our team, not only X and O and Y's or scout wise, but mentally, and just lifting our guys up. And then I think our players, led by our captains and our leadership, we may have the best leadership group on the team we've ever had. That those leaders are stepping up and lifting each other and encouraging each other, and have a pretty clear understanding that regardless of what happened in the past or what may happen in the future, just to lock in and be ready to go for those Saturday games.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, hit star one on your keypad, and we've got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us after.
Your question comes from the line of Dave Johnson. You may ask your question.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
David Cohen at William & Mary has been a kid who's always been a good distributor, ran the show well. This year he's obviously stepped up his scoring. How much tougher is he to guard now, and how much more of an improved player do you feel he is?
I think he's really improved. I think he's playing with a great deal of confidence. And when you have to not only defend his ability to drive their machine, but also stop him from scoring, it really puts pressure on the defense. And in game one here, I thought he hit big shots to start the second half that made a huge difference in that game. And I think he's really improved. I think he's playing at a high level.
Thank you.
Ashley, can you get our next question, please?
Yes, your next question comes from the line of Brian Moe. You may now ask your question.
Matt, your team is kind of a reflection of the league in that you've got three or four or five guys in double figures most nights. You got a lot of guys capable of getting 20 points. I mean, we're seeing this offensive explosion kind of across the league where every team can score. To what do you attribute that to, and what's the challenge of trying to stop these teams on a nightly basis?
No, you're on to something, Brian. I mean, it's incredible. The offensive explosion, it's extraordinary. Some of the shots that Zane Martin hit Saturday, that Tremaine Isabel hit Thursday against us, are shots you would never dream of taking in the past. And it seems like every night, whoever you're playing, there's a guy that's playing really well, or that's hot, or that can get hot. And I think it speaks to how good our league is. Our league, you know, this is our fourth year, and I have been impressed since our time in the league at each team being good, each team being very well coached, but each team having two or three guys that could go for a big number offensively on you, and then may come off the bench. I mean, you got six or seven guys on any given night on a team you're playing that may go for 20. And now you're seeing 30 and even a 40-point performance. The offensive explosion is incredible in our league. And I think that you can attribute it at least in part due to how the game's changed. And it's changed as you follow the NBA. And Steph Curry is sort of the face of the change, how he has the ability to shoot. But you see it throughout the NBA now, and it's trickling down to the college game.
Thank you.
Matt, you got a big game off the bench, especially up at Drexel from Sheldon Eberhardt, 13 points and 4 assists. And he's had a nice season, kind of is your sixth man, but second on the team in assists. And just talk about the season he's had and what you feel like his role is.
We're pleased with how he's coming. He came to us and didn't play a ton as a freshman, and we actually considered redshirting him his freshman year. And then thank goodness we didn't, because we needed him due to some injuries in that first year. He was playing very well last season going into conference play, and he hurt his wrist. And so he missed almost the entire rest of the year. We played him in the conference tournament. And so now is his first year of really getting consistent playing time. And he's getting better and better. He has he's a sort of a chameleon. He can do a lot of different things. I love his length. I like the ball in his hands. And he's really working on the before practice, after practice, on his off days to improve just areas of his game. So he's a joy to coach.
Before I let you go, a rematch with William and Mary on Thursday night. You guys had quite a shootout with them at your place. You and came up a little short, age of 73. Both teams, number one and two in the conference and among the nation's leader in threes. What are some of the challenges when you face a team that with a similar style of as your team has?
Well, I think they're having a very good year, and they're incredibly balanced with so many guys that not only have the ability to shoot, but are shooting it. The numbers jump off the page. They're gaudy offensive numbers, and so I think it's a challenge for anybody in our league to defend them. They're unique a little bit in their style, and but what makes them most difficult to defend is that they're running their style very well, and they have a lot of guys that are making shots.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.